In this edition of Global Print, I'm going to talk to you about the crisis brewing in Pakistan. Now, this is not between the ruling party and government led by Imran Khan and the opposition, two of which is key political parties, are the Pakistani People's Party led by Bilawal Bhutto and Asif Ali Zardari, and Maryam Nawaz Sharif's party, which is the Pakistan Muslim League. We know that her father, Nawaz Sharif, who's the leader of the party, is in exile in London. But this crisis is between Pakistan's media and the military establishment, which is its army and its spy agency called the ISI. Now, over the decades since Pakistan became independent in 1947, just like India, the Pakistan media has had a very love-hate relationship, if you like, between itself and the military establishment. But before I go into some detail about what is happening right now on the ground in Pakistan, dear viewer, I'd like to make an appeal to you. I hope you will subscribe to The Print, to its free, fair, objective, and unhyphenated journalism. We've been bringing you the best videos, the best news stories across these several months of the pandemic. So please do continue to support us. In the description of this video, you will find a link to subscribe, both for an international audience as well as for a domestic one. Now, back to my column, Global Print, in which I talk about the very major crisis brewing in Pakistan these days. So let me go back a little. Exactly a week ago, a video logger called Asad Ali Tour, a journalist called Asad Ali Tour, his house was broken into. He lives in Islamabad. And three men claiming to be from the ISI, which is Pakistan's spy agency, tortured him. And they didn't tell him exactly what they were torturing him for. But it subsequently came out that Asad Tour had been making a lot of YouTube videos in which he was also critical, not just of Imran Khan's government, but critical of the ISI. Now, the chief of the ISI, a man called General Faiz Hamid's brother, Najaf Hamid, according to Asad Ali Tour in this particular YouTube video, had been promoted from Patwari to Naib Tehsildar. Now, these are positions in the Pakistani provincial civil service, I imagine, in Punjab, in Pakistan's Punjab. So that was the straw which, in a sense, broke the Pakistani media's back. And a few days later, over the weekend, several protests by the Pakistani media all over the country have been taking place. And none more so than in its capital in Islamabad, when on Saturday, a lot of people got together outside the Islamabad Press Club and not just protested and raised slogans against the military establishment. Now, the three people who spoke very eloquently, one of them was Muneeza Jahangir. She is a well-known TV anchor and a human rights activist. She talked about how Pakistan is her country, ye hamara mulk hai, and we are not going anywhere from and leaving this country. Another journalist called Asma Shirazi also spoke very, very eloquently, calling upon the ruling party to abide by constitutional norms. And then there was Hamid Mir, who is perhaps Pakistan's best known journalist. He works for Jio News. He has a show on Jio News called Capital Talk. And Hamid Mir also talked about how the Pakistani press is no longer going to take this torture and this absolutely unacceptable behavior by the military establishment lying down. And he referred to two or three cases. One of them was the kidnapping of Matiullah Jan, another journalist in Pakistan. About a year ago, he was kidnapped. He was picked up from outside his wife's school. And after the Pakistani press and several other NGOs and human rights activists raised a furor, he was dropped back in his house. He had gone missing for about 12 hours. Then there was a case of Absar Alam, another journalist who just in the month of April, a couple of months ago, had been shot at. And he was very lucky to survive because the bullet merely grazed his ribs. And the immediate provocation for that, if you connect two and two together, is that a couple of days or a day or so before the shooting in April, Absar Alam had tweeted about the time in November 2017 when he was the head of Pakistan's broadcasting authority called PEMRA, and how he had been told at the time by General Faiz Hamid, at the time Lieutenant General Faiz Hamid, who was the head of ISI's counterintelligence wing. He had not become chief of ISI at the time. And he had been told, according to Absar Alam, according to this tweet, General Hamid had told him that you should not shut down Channel 92. And what had happened was that Absar Alam had shut them down because they violated certain guidelines. And Faiz Hamid said to him, General Hamid said to him, that you cannot do that. So to go back, let me give you a little bit of background. In November 2017, what had happened was that the Nawaz Sharif's party, the Pakistan Muslim League, was in power at the time, and they had been very critical of the military establishment. Now, Pakistan, as we know, for more than half its existence since 1947, has been ruled in one way or another by Pakistan's military. It's a very, very powerful arm of the government. In fact, it's the government. And over these decades, it has expanded its reach. It has accumulated both economic resources as well as played a very, very direct role in political power. And it's no secret in Pakistan and outside that every government in Pakistan has the long shadow of the army of the men in uniform behind it. So in 2017, when Nawaz Sharif had been elected, he had come back to power in 2013. So he was so his government was in power at the time. And remember, Nawaz Sharif has had a very bad experience with the army. He had been thrown into jail 20 years ago when the Kargil War broke out. And after that, there was a big political crisis in Pakistan, even at the time in 1999. So Nawaz had been dismissed. The Pakistan army had taken over and Nawaz Sharif had been thrown into jail. So when he came back to power in 2013, Nawaz Sharif tried his best to make not just amends and extend the hand of friendship with India, but also tried to make Pakistan a more normal nation. What that means is that he, according to Nawaz Sharif, it was the military and the spy agency, the intelligence agency, should be where it is. They should do their job, but the political parties must rule the country. So to come back to the story in November 2017, when this Islamic fundamentalist party called the Tehreek-e-Labbaik had gheraud Islamabad for 3 weeks, they held a protest there, basically didn't allow any vehicular traffic to take place, basically putting a lot of pressure on the Nawaz Sharif government. And a lot of people in Pakistan at the time suspected that the Tehreek-e-Labbaik was a front for the ISI. And then 3 weeks later, when the protest was called off, guess who was the broker? It was Lieutenant General Faiz Hamid itself. And remember that he was at the time the head of the ISI's counterintelligence. And he was a guarantor in that piece of paper, the agreement between the Nawaz Sharif government and the Tehreek-e-Labbaik. None other than Faiz Hamid of the ISI was the guarantor. So on Saturday, when this media protest is taking place at the Islamabad Press Club, and I've just told you Munizir Jahangir and Asma Shirazi spoke very eloquently, as did Hamid Mir. But in his comments, Hamid Mir went on to say that the Pakistani media is no longer going to accept what this military establishment doles out to the media, and we're not going to accept it lying down. And he talks about how he says ki aap humko kehte hain ki aap Israel ke saath dosti karo. And then when the Pakistan media does not listen to you, then you come out all guns blazing. Then he says ki fir aap humko kehte hain ki hamari tankon mein zang lagi hui hai to Bharat ke saath dosti karte hain. And then Hamid Mir goes on to say, but it's not as if the Pakistani media doesn't want friendship with A, B or C country, but it is what you guys have to decide. And when the Pakistani media doesn't fall in line, then you show your true colors. And then Hamid Mir also talked about, he says that do not come into our houses again and torture us like you have done with Asad Tur. We will, if you do that again, Hamid Mir went on to say, then we are going to write about the stories that come out from your houses. He says, we don't have tanks or guns, so we cannot threaten you. We, meaning the Pakistani media, we can't threaten you, but what we can do is, we can write your stories. and we will write about the time when the wife of some general shot someone. And we will talk about and write about General Rani. Now, I don't want to, and then Habib Mirads, I don't want to say any further, but those of you who have heard me know what I'm saying. Now, that's where Hamid Mir left off his comments, and that has since created a big stir in Pakistan. 48 hours later, this protest took place in Islamabad on Saturday on the weekend. By Monday afternoon, Hamid Mir had been taken off his show Capital Talk. Now, you can say that Hamid Mir, who is such an influential journalist, very, very widely respected, not just across Pakistan, not just across South Asia, but across the world. The fact is that he was taken off his show. What happened? Why did Jio News, whose own proprietor, Mir Shakir Rehman, has been in jail for the last 9 months across 2020? He was picked up in March. He was let go only in November, I think. And that was over some, ostensibly over some property dispute. Why would Jio News take off its most popular anchor, Hamid Mir? Was it under pressure by the Pakistani establishment? The jury is out, of course. But for you, dear viewer, I'd just like to give you a little bit of the background of the Pakistani media since 1947. Now, like I said earlier, more than half its existence, Pakistan has been run by the military overtly, whether it was Ayub Khan, then Yahya Khan, later General Musharraf, and of course, the long shadow of the Pakistani military. But what was Hamid Mir referring to when he said General Rani? Now, in Pakistan's history, when Yahya Khan was the martial law administrator between 1969 and 71, there was a woman called Aqleem Akhtar, and she was allegedly Yahya Khan's muse as well as mistress. And I won't go into the story right now. You can read it about in my column. But she became, because she was close to Yahya Khan, then the most powerful man in Pakistan, Aqleem Akhtar became one of the most powerful women in Pakistan. So Hamid Mir's reference to General Rani in present-day Pakistan is something that has intrigued a lot of people. And there is a lot of speculation about sexual favors being exchanged in Pakistan's military establishment. So has Hamid Mir spoken too much? Does he know too much? The jury is still out. On this note, dear viewer, please do read my column, Global Print, on the website, and do let me know what you think about this video. Thank you so much for watching.